little bit of bass as well.
You can turn it up a little bit, just a teeny bit. Yeah, that's fine.
Hey, test mic.
Rolling?
Okay, I'm recording whenever you're ready.
Let's do it, man.
This is Satellite.
This week's session sounds beautiful. Alejandra Ribera, a Canadian singer-songwriter who swoons between English, Spanish and French, reflecting, sure, some of her Scottish-Argentine heritage, but really reflective are her songs themselves. Songs that don't seem to give a damn for genre and dance happily from folk to blues, from samba to jazz. There's longing that sounds a little like fado, but maybe that's just the Iberian language. There's shuffle-footed blues that sounds like it comes from the deep south of yore. There are immediate things that are indie. And you'll notice the voice, like Patsy Cline doing Tracy Chapman at a karaoke joint in Buenos Aires. Here she is, Alejandra Ribera, performing songs from her current LP, La Boca.
Oh, Virginia, be sweet to me tonight as I feel the rub of spring. A lack of daisies, and so you are off to New York, where you will share a place with some beautiful lodger. Tene on, yeah, it's familiar. So much sexier than I had remembered. And maybe it's been the years, or maybe it's the light that's streaming down upon your forehead as you lift it up, yeah, you lift it up to open your mouth. With Jesus Christ in India. Well, I hope she found her way. Yes, I hope that she found whatever it is that we all go searching for and we just can't stay. Ticket in hand, and you watched as your one way passed to Seattle passed by. And so you pick me up and you take me to the bridge that looks out on the tracks, the city skyline, and it's all so unclear. But you look at me dear and you say, why am I still here when I am building a satellite, 'cause I think I need to reach you tonight.
Alejandro, you've put us all in a fantastic mood this morning. It's quite difficult to sing these passionate songs at 10:28, isn't it? But hey, you're such a pro, it doesn't make any difference.
My favourite time in the whole world.
I know it is. And you were talking, before we switched on the microphones, you were talking about morning cocktails. Is this a good way of getting the voice in tune? I mean, what constitutes a morning cocktail?
Geez, well, things that you do or don't say publicly.
Yeah.
Well, I have a lot of like insomnia and jet lag right now. So that sort of shadow past the yard arm changes for me, you know, because I'm like, well, it is in Montreal.
Yeah.
So, you know, why not a little, you know, a little rum in my coffee at 4 a.m. when I've just woken up at 2 and can't fall back asleep, you know?
It's good.
Yeah.
This is the beautiful, dutiful life of the musician on the road. Doing promo, doing tours, all the rest of it. Did the songs kind of help you to be grounded? Because you always know kind of where you are with these songs. You remember where you were when you wrote them. Do they kind of help you keep you slightly grounded when you're doing all this traveling?
Completely. They're my home. They're my little family. They're the voices in my head that thankfully someone, a producer at some point, making La Boca, turned the voices in my head into friends and family and made them cousins, really, so that they weren't so distant. They made a bit more sense, but... Yeah, no, there is the most grounding thing in the world for me is music. This is I Want, Je Veux, Yo Quiero.
You had the gun, I had the horse. We took a photograph. I can't find my way back, and all I'm grieving was a dream. Well, I'm down this rabbit hole, even the madness cannot shield this soul. And there's so much labor just in breathing lately. There's so much labor just in breathing lately. There is so much labor just in breathing. I want the ocean open up before me, and I want the aching of a melody, and I want my comrades to share this with me. I wanna want, just to want, just a little something. I want to feel the power of a summer, and I want the light to carry me along, and I want to feel the wind upon my skin, oh, and I want the life force back in my blood again, and I want the ocean open up before me, and I want the aching of a melody, and I want my comrades to share this with me. I wanna want, just to want anything.
Talk to us about La Boca, It's the Mouth, and you sing in French and Spanish and English on this record. When you start composing, whether on the piano or on the guitar, do you know which language is going to end up sung in? Do you kind of, is it about an atmosphere for you? Is it about the subject matter? How do you know which language the song's going to end up in?
Well, generally what happens is if I have a broken heart in the past, I've just been really shy about it. So singing in Spanish, because when I was writing those songs, I was living in Canada. So writing love songs in Spanish, I can say really pathetic, sad things about the state of my heart. And
it would kind of be a secret.
And my aching and my yearning. And exactly, it would be a secret, both from the audience and also from the person that I was writing about, because none of my past partners have been Spanish speakers. So, yeah, it's a bit sneaky, actually. And then in French, that sort of evolved because it sort of happened naturally. A friend of mine adapted that song into French. I didn't speak French at the time. And it was a song that was written about my aunt who was, you know, now I'm a bit like that, where she was from England originally and then moved to Quebec and became francophone and so lived half and half. So when I wrote the song about her, it made sense that it was half and half in English and French.
The light to carry me along, and I want to feel the wind upon my skin, oh, and I want the life force back in my blood again. And I want nothing open up before me. And I want the aching of a melody. And I want my comrades to share this with me. I want a want, just a want, anything. Oh,
I mean, we feel lucky to hear these songs played 2 meters away through some glass. We get to hear these songs. What about venues? In London, you're playing sort of more, you know, kind of intimate, jazzy kind of places. But how much does a gig change on the receptiveness of the audience? Because the audience kind of have a job as well, don't they? Just as much as you do at a concert, do you think?
Yeah, I mean, the amazing thing with an audience is their decision to be present is one of generosity, but it's completely a voluntary one. You know, mine, it's a job. There's no question. I have to show up and I have to be present. Although, I mean, of course, there are those people, they show up and they dial it in, and those are horrible concerts to watch. But so I'm always grateful, but I've always feel like it's my job to go out and physically sort of grab them, you know, by the scruff of the neck or, you know, by the throat, or gently take their hand and, you know.
You've got scruff of neck, throat, or what's the third one?
Gently take their
hand.
It's
not a family show, particularly. You can say, you can use any part of the anatomy.
Yeah, there's a lot of ass grabbing going on energetically.
Yeah.
No, so I tend to, you know, I've played venues of, you know, 2,000 and 3,000 people, and the venue itself or the size doesn't change. What happens is if you can make a large venue, like, a, you know, let's say for me, a large venue would be like 3,000 people. If you can make that feel like an intimate bar,
yeah,
and you can make a venue of 200 people feel like a venue of 3,000 people, there's a magic alchemy in that where, you know, we all just get lost. And that's always been the idea with these shows and the way that we play. It's like, okay, dudes, we're going into deep space. Like, we're gonna head out there. We're going into the universe. It's a hop on, hop off bus. You want to come with us? Amazing. We're totally going to take you with us. But you can also, like, you can get off for a song or two, you know, and you can come back and, you know, think about whether or not you're comfortable in your chair or who's sitting next to you and if they're having fun. But if you're into it, you know, we'll go there. And we feel that after the shows, like, people will say that to us. It's weird. Sometimes it's intense. There's a lot of, like, crying and stuff like that. But it's, yeah, it's an intense thing.
So people do understand the Spanish after all, then, all those exes.
I just played a crying ex-boyfriends, actually. There's
just
audiences,
it's a great,
full of them.
It's all good. It's kind of like it's a test case. It's a kind of focus group, right? Dodgy focus groups. Power to that.
This is No Me Sigas.
Siempre amándome y seguir este camino hasta el fin. Por favor, no me sigas, yo en las montañas.
You've been listening to The Sessions at Midori House. Today's guest was Alejandra Ribera. Her new record, La Boca, is out now in most places and will be released in the UK on the 25th of March by Jazz Village. Alejandra is currently playing dates in Europe. Head to alejandraribera.com for more details. This show was produced by Holly Fisher and mixed by Alex Funnell. Join us again at the same time next week for more live music. But for the time being, I've been Robert Bounds, and thank you very much for tuning in.
Que me perdones.